I'm a little disappointed that the vote didn't take place yesterday. I think we just need to vote it up clearly, especially after the clarifications. But unfortunately, you know, I'm not surprised by what took place. And I very much understand the rules of the legislature, and it is their rules. 15 individuals have decided on the rules that they adhere to, and so I respect the fact that there was a disagreement with respect to the process. The Senate President made a determination, and we'll have a hearing on the 4th of November. And I look forward on that day to be able to get a vote that will put us in a posture where we can go forward in terms of a sale of the refinery. The part that I'm a little disappointed in, quite frankly, is that I've already, you know, optimistically I thought that we'd be able to get that vote yesterday, that I was beginning to put in place and put in motion the talking with the bankers for the sale and making sure that we were involved in the process, because I think there's some interest out there. A lot of the senators have called me and told me about individuals that have contacted them, and the bankers also for the company, I think, are ready to move forward. So yesterday, if we'd gotten that approval, we could have moved forward. Now we're just waiting until November 4th to be able to have that action take place, and I'm optimistic that the senators will move forward. We've given the clarifications that they were looking for. We've given the documentation in terms of the legislation that's proposed. So I think everything is in place to be able to move forward, and I think that once we get it on the floor, my administration is prepared to address any concerns that they may have. So I've spoken to them. We're ready to be able to address those concerns in the Senate. So I think November 4th is now the date as set by the President, and we look forward to be able to move forward on this. We just need to get to the point where we can recognize and put some value into the refinery, both in terms of the jobs it can provide, but also with respect to the income. And the sales process is one that hasn't looked at the refinery, but any host of options that would be available. It's a 2,000-acre facility, 2,000 acres that sits in the middle of St. Croix, and we just need to bring some economic activity. And we have a process that will involve us in the process, make sure the community is engaged. The legislature has an approval even after a buyer is selected by the company. To the extent they want a concession agreement, they go back to the legislature. So this is just the first step of multiple steps towards getting a new owner. But we've got to start, and it starts on November 4th. So I'm hopeful that on that date the senators will vote, they'll ask their questions, and we can move to the next step towards getting this resolved and moving forward, and Hovensa can do its exit from the territory. From the beginning in this process, but when I say the beginning, from the disapproval that took place back in August and their request for clarification in certain areas, and those clarifications are clarifications to existing terms within the agreement, and just clarification as to intent. I've mentioned, and I've always been consistent with the senators in that I would not open back up the agreement. And when I say I don't mean just me. Hovensa and its owners have said they will not open back up the agreement, that they are willing very much so to any clarifications that would give a better understanding as to intent. And that has been agreed to. And what we have done is that we have provided to the Senate a clarification from the representative that's an authorized representative of the company, their attorney, their local counsel. In addition to that, we wrapped it, not just with the authority of their local counsel to give those assurances, but also with the signatures of the two owners, their representatives, which are members of the executive committee. Then we submitted legislation, and that legislation also provides that it is, in fact, part of the original agreement. So the senators, in fact, do have the original agreement and clarifications to the agreement, which can be binding under Virgin Islands law. And that's very clear. And we've been very clear in our position with respect to that. Once they pass the legislation and says it is hereby enacted, and it incorporates both the original agreement, the Fourth Amendment to the extension, and the clarification as written within a letter signed by their counsel, which is their representative, and countersigned by the two attorneys, and both those documents are referenced within the legislation that is passed by the Senate, it is law. That is what we have to implement. And we feel extremely comfortable that that is the case. The Attorney General has provided me with an opinion that outlines that. So I feel as if we have met all the requirements that the Senate needs with respect to passing the legislation and providing us with the authority to move forward on the sale. And we've got an AG's opinion that says that the form and the substance of what we've provided to them, in fact, is legal. And once they pass it, it is the law of the land. They should feel extremely comfortable that we can move forward at that point.